Welcome back to the podcast. Today we are talking about Perplexity again and how they just recently struck a deal with Getty Images, which has been a popular image sourcing website for years, and it's been a way for people to actually make money with their stock images. So today we're going to tell you about this deal and what it means for you if you're a hustler like us.
So anyways, I think this is a really interesting deal. Before we get into all of this, I wanted to mention, if you want to get the inside scoop on everything that Jamie and I are personally working on in our personal lives, I'd love for you to check out the AI Hustle School community. This week, we recorded a whole video on how I'm using the new Suno Studio to create music. And I'm also sharing my analytics of how much money I made from a project I did 2 months ago. I made a few albums that used AI, posted them on Spotify, and I'd break down how much money I've made so far and what my analytics are. So anyways, the inside scoop we don't share anywhere else. If you're interested in how we're growing and scaling our businesses with AI tools, go check out the AI Hustle School community. There's a link in the description. All right, let's talk about this Perplexity deal. One thing that I think is interesting is it's like there's a big announcement today, but this is actually something that they've been working on for over a year. Apparently, they didn't really announce it, but Perplexity and Getty, Getty was part of Perplexity's publisher program, which was kind of this way that Perplexity was planning on doing this, you know, like ad revenue share thing when publishers' content showed up on their feed. I don't really know how much money that made, and maybe it just made more sense to make a direct deal like this. But the thing that I thought was really interesting was now that they're making this deal to essentially have Getty Images show up inside of Perplexity searches, and they're paying Getty for it, there's a way now for photographers and people that take photos to actually make money, more money, I think, uploading images to Getty. And for those unfamiliar, this is something that's existed for like a long time. You can, you know, Getty will pay you. It's like a stock image company. They'll pay you to go and upload images and people will use those images. They'll license them through Getty, but you're making money off of it. Basically, anytime you see like a news story on like CNN or Fox News, like half the time the image on the like the banner of the article is a Getty news image is a Getty image. And what's interesting is it's like, if someone's on the ground, right, like a photographer goes to like the Cannes Film Festival and they go get a photo of Katy Perry right before the red carpet for some particular film, like that photo, if no one else got a good angle of that particular thing, that photo is going to get used on by a bunch of news places. And whoever took that photo is going to get paid like some sort of royalty or compensation for the licensing of their photo, if that makes sense. So basically, you can make money by going to current events or taking photos of things around you, putting them on Getty and them getting used. So I don't know. Jamie, you've been a photographer. Have you ever done any licensing stuff with photography?
Only one time. And it was to a local place who wanted to use our wedding, a picture we took for a wedding as like a billboard. And we got paid like $1,000. So that was awesome. I think we just licensed a photo to them to use, you know, I don't even remember the terms, but I was super happy to get that much money for one picture. It seemed crazy. But I know a lot of people do these on websites, especially Getty Images, where you're doing like different sets of photos you upload, and people use them for websites. They'll use them for marketing materials, all different kinds of things. And you can actually earn money per download or per use. So I think actually now that Perplexity is using these, I think people's incomes are going to actually shoot through the roof, because now you have a search engine who essentially is using your photos. And they're putting it on the page. So according to the article, every time your image is used, the original source will get, you know, links back to it and actually include credits and money. So I think, you know, and maybe it's less than a typical usage. Maybe the rights are different and there's a different amount given to the owner. But I think that's absolutely a really amazing business model. And I think it really is the future. I mean, Reddit was very upset earlier this year at Perplexity, because they apparently had trained data on Reddit forums allegedly. But this is a little bit different, because it's not just, you're not training an AI with images, but you're actually using them for your search results. So I think it's a really, really cool concept.
Yeah, I think this is really interesting. And I wanted to share a thread actually over on Reddit where people are talking about selling images to Getty Images. From what I've understood, is AI is getting more and more popular. The income here has gone down a bit. But I think now that we're starting to see AI generated companies adding these images back in and making the direct licensing deals, I think we'll see it probably go up. And it makes a lot of sense, right? Like if I'm reading a news article about, I don't know, like a tsunami that happened, or, you know, like a giant hurricane that happened in Jamaica, like I don't want an AI generated image of a hurricane in Jamaica. Like I'm not going to trust the article. I'm like, what else is made up and fake inside of this, right? I want a real picture of Jamaica. What's actually going on in the ground there that's going to help me visualize what's happening. And so that's where I think AI isn't going to ever be able to really replace. Like, I'm never going to trust an AI generated image of a real world event. Like, why? Like, it's just fake. It's not real. And so I think there will always be a place for photographers that are like, oh, AI is the end of us. I don't think that's the case. I will say it is interesting, though, if you go over to Getty Images, they do have like an AI generator tab on their website. So you can make AI generated images of stuff there. But I think a lot of people want real world photos. So anyways, there's this person talking about the fact that they expect to make about $200 while they're starting out. This was before the Getty Image deal. I think now that people are going to start seeing real images inside of their Perplexity search, which I think is way higher quality, they're excited. This should make more money. There's someone that said that they have been a stock contributor for 10 years. And they said that you totally can make like money off of it, but you have to understand what the stock images are used for. So in their, you know, specifically what they say is like, you're not just going to go around and take pictures of a bunch of random trees. And it's like, oh, no one wanted to buy my trees. It's like, yes, there's not a lot of value in that. There's not a lot of people searching for those specific terms. You want to do like real world events, or maybe you want to do like taking a whole bunch of pictures of like a golden spoon in a bunch of different angles, because you want anytime someone searches for golden spoon, like that image to be used. So you want to like think about keywords, you want to think about events. And then one person in particular, and mind you, this was like 7 years ago, so long before AI, and I think hopefully things have changed a little bit. But they talked about how they used Adobe Stock. And then someone said that they sold about 30 stock photos a month. They made about $300 from that. They said they've had multiple sales that were thousands of dollars, but it was more rare. So I think like anything, it is a kind of a numbers game. The more you take, the more you can make, basically. And I've actually talked to people specifically that sold images to Getty Images in the past. And one of the things that they said that was very interesting to me is that it was all about how fast they could get images uploaded. So it's kind of like these traveling photographers, like a news company will just send them. Where was it? I think it was at Google I/O. So Google had their big like conference, and I was there with, and there's a whole bunch of journalists. And some of those journalists were there like as things were happening, they were taking pictures and immediately uploading them, so that as people were writing articles about like breaking Google news, they could grab these pictures of the event in real time that are super high quality. And so for them, it was all about like speed. And so they just went from like event to event, taking pictures and uploading them. And I think a lot of them were making money on behalf of large news organizations as well. So like the New York Times would send you to go take pictures, and then the New York Times would take all the royalties and revenue. But I think independent photographers also could completely make a living doing that. So anyways, it's just a really interesting side hustle. You definitely can make money. And I think that the revenue you can make is going to start to grow now that Perplexity is adding those images directly into the results.
Totally. Yeah. And I mean, if you're already taking pictures, you know, I think a lot of people who do this, that's the stock image thing, they're already either professional photographers, or they, you know, and then they add this in as a side hustle. But still, you know, adding an extra revenue source always is helpful, especially if you're already doing the work. So I don't know. I think this is really exciting. I hope that other AI companies kind of take this model. I know we've talked about Suno AI in the past and how they've trained off of certain artists and things like that. You know, if there could be some kind of royalty structure in all these different creative avenues, I feel like that'd be really helpful and a good thing moving forward.
100%. I think it's good for trust overall. There's a quote from Nick Unsworth, who's the vice president of strategic development at Getty. And he said that, like, basically this deal they're doing, quote, acknowledges the importance of properly attributed consent and its value enhancing AI powered products. So like overall, I think this is good for Perplexity's brand image too, right? They don't want to be the person that they just like, I think this all stemmed from a lawsuit where basically Perplexity, someone asked them a question about something. They went and just rewrote a New York Times article, and they literally grabbed like the Getty image that New York Times had licensed and put it on their response with the image. So with ChatGPT, you'll notice when you ask it a question, it's not throwing like a whole bunch of images in there. But something like Perplexity will, because it's more news and search focused. And so I think it's higher quality to have those images, but you got to properly license them. So just like New York Times has to license them from Getty, Perplexity is now making the same step, but it's obviously a kind of a different deal because they could do like, you know, a million a day versus New York Times, which is going to have like, you know, 200 stories a day. And so it's definitely a different ballgame. But I'm excited. I think it's going to be awesome for the industry. And I think that it's going to be a great opportunity for people to make a lot more money in the future.
Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to leave us a rating or review wherever you're listening. We really appreciate those and they help us reach more people. And again, be sure to check out the AI Hustle School community if you're interested in growing your business or just making money on the side using AI. Thanks for listening and we'll see you next time.